Blog Talk Radio.
The 15 promises Our Lady gave for the rosary. The 12th promise. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. Jesus said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body and what you will wear. For life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry any more. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. The Lord did give us his kingdom. The Catholic faith, Revelation chapter 5, 8 through 10 states, when he took it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each of the elders held a harp and a gold bowl filled with incense, which are the prayers of all the holy ones. They sing a new hymn, "Worthy are you to receive the scroll and to break open its seals, for you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those from every tribe and tongue, people and nation. You made them a kingdom of and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth." Leads us right back to the Catholic Church because of the grace given by God through the sacraments. This is what the priests of our God is empowered by the Lord to continue his mission in his kingdom. Isaiah 41:10 states, "Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be anxious, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Our Lady in her 12th promise is not just talking about praying the rosary here, but also promoting the rosary. The Lord is backing Our Lady with his powerful right hand, which is really referencing his authority. The Lord can back his promises by the word of his command. One of the most famous passages coming from the Bible, from the Psalms, is Psalms 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures he makes me lie down. To still waters he leads me. He restores my soul. He guides me along right paths for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You set a table before me in front of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Indeed, goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for endless days." What a fantastic promise Our Lady is tapping into here, as over and over the Bible gives evidence of his great love for his creation, for the salvation of men. The Lord will take care of the needs of his people, and from the cross he gives us his mother to aid us in these necessities. 1 Peter chapter 5, 6-7 states, "So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you." Throughout my adult life, I have found this to be true. No matter how tough things have been, I seem to have always pulled through. It always seems that I am always getting hit everywhere, to include the kitchen sink. Literally, the kitchen received water damage, and we are having to fix our kitchen as everything has been stripped. Despite that, we are still being taken care of. Despite the fact that I am targeted by Facebook and Twitter, and they have had an impact on our apostolate, which I believe is their goal, I am still able to get our shows and articles up. Facebook continues to block our efforts to promote Deeper Truth materials without a means to respond. I've posted on the Rosary Patrol, which I founded, and head, and they are targeting me. When you compare what the secularists and anti-church groups do around the world, we are greatly blessed. We are to pray the rosary and dedicate the prayer for those who are suffering. If you are capable of helping others with your treasure, the Lord is asking that we do so to help others in their necessities. We become the Lord's helpers. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? See also faith of itself. If it does not have works, is dead. Indeed, someone may say, you have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. God, my Father, may I love you in all things and above all things. May I reach the joy which you have prepared for me in heaven. Nothing is good that is against your will, and all that is good comes from your hand. Place in my heart a desire to please you and fill my mind with thoughts of your love so that I may grow in your wisdom and enjoy your peace. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper Truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
In Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and that was the year that I was born, 1956. So I've been walking the line ever since.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of his search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
It was 29 December 2004. I received a Red Cross message informing me that my mother was dying. The doctor and hospice all were confirming mother's status with the Red Cross. I was informed that my mother was coming in and out of consciousness and she had been calling for me. I was serving in New Orleans, working at the Military Enlistment Processing Center, the MEPS, as the medical element NCYC. I arrived home from work, and that is when I was notified of my wife of the situation, by my wife of the situation. My family in Missouri alerted us before the Red Cross message arrived to my unit. My command was afraid to let me respond to my mother's wish because the next day was for the recruiters the opportunity to floor applicants all day. I was able to work out support from my element, but my command would not budge. I was able to fly to Missouri the following evening after the mission was completed. My mother's persistence kept her alive as long as she hoped I was on my way home. I finally arrived at home in southwestern Missouri at 2300 hours the following night. I flew wearing my Class A uniform. Mom had never seen me in uniform throughout my military career. I always went home in civilian clothes, but on this trip, in honor of my mother, I was determined to wear my uniform. A friend picked me up at the airport, at Springfield Airport, and they briefed me what was happening. Mom had been in a coma for nearly 5 days. She had not had anything to eat or drink, so she was dehydrated. They had to put a diaper on her. because she was not conscious. When I arrived there, I could see her skin tone was pale. Her eyes were sunken in. Her joints were swollen from lack of circulation. Her vital signs were practically non-existent, and her breathing was raspy. I sat down at the foot of the bed and simply observed what was happening. One of my aunts was there with my sister-in-law and brother, who were trying to make Mom as comfortable as they could. After a few moments, everyone left the room, leaving my brother and me alone with Mother. Mom didn't know who I was. She was in a coma state. As we both sat there with Mom, my brother began to sing a Johnny Cash song to break the ice. An old cowboy went riding out to, an old Western song. I kind of just listened, watched. There was no response from Mom, not even a twitch when he paused. I began singing a song that came to my mind. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus, our King. That moment when I began to sing, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, at that point, Mom began to respond to what I was singing. I began singing every verse. This voice, real deep from within her chest, began to sing with me, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. She began to sing with a voice that seemed to come deep from within her chest and became stronger the more I sang. I was singing every song I could think of. The Mom, Hail, Holy Queen enthroned above, O Maria. We ended up singing praises to God for 30 to 40 minutes, after which Mom was alert. Could she see me? And she could see me. And when I was able to explain my medals on my uniform to her, this was the most amazing thing. Everyone there was scratching their heads as I was excited, very excited. The following morning, Father Bill arrived, our childhood priest, to give Mom the anointing of the sick. As soon as Father left, Mom was able to get up and use the restroom and take care of herself. And she sat down at the kitchen table and was eating some chicken. Can you believe this? Chili dogs and pizza. And again, everyone was scratching their heads, trying not to get too excited about this. I was only quoting James chapter 5, 13 to 15. Is anyone among you suffering? He should pray. Is anyone in good spirits? He should sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? He should summon the presbyters of the church, the priests, and they should pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have committed any sins, they will be forgiven. This healing would take place on New Year's Eve, the day before the feast of Mary, Mother of God. This was celebrated on 1 January, on New Year's Day. This beautiful feast day has a long history in the Catholic Church. Pope Paul VI at the Second Vatican Council renamed the feast, celebrated 1 January, from Feast of the Circumcision to Mary, Mother of God. So this is the story. It is interesting that the original celebration, Feast of the Circumcision, had a long history on 1 January. If you believe that Jesus was born on December 25th, which he was, Luke gives 1 January as the day of the circumcision. This is more evidence of the church's belief of December 25th as the actual day of the Lord's birth. So this is, we are so thankful for all the gifts that God has given us. So we are determined to to go tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your seat at the left for right-paging telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
I have a test.